6th, 7th, or 8th.
Some people still got a hangover. But anyway, our time is up. We got to go. Love you in Jesus.
Contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend. Stand.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Truly, we thank the Lord for being here. One more time, we ask if you would open up your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 15, while you're turning. We pray, Lord, we thank you for being so good to us and your people. We thank you for moving by your spirit and the power of your might. God, we thank you for thinking about us, Lord. Lord, if we gather here today, we gather to hear a word from you, O Lord. God, speak to us, Lord, and we will continue to do thine will. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Acts chapter 19, verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word, and Lord, we ask that you to just strengthen us, Lord. Help us to become doers of your words and not hearers alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we like to use for a thought, at least I tried. At least I tried. Here in this 19th chapter deals with an area where Paul is ministering, and the word is beginning to spread out abroad about the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. And as it begins to get notoriety, more and more people are beginning to try to exercise spiritual works in the name of Jesus. And sometimes we are finding that people do things not because they believe. People at times do things because there's a record or a report that shows that it works. When we look at business ethics, it's a lot of things that certain business people do, not necessarily because they believe they do it, because it works. And the things that's going on in this text is a cross between the sons of Simeon, whether or not they were true believers in Jesus, or were they just trying to do something that they realized that worked. And the adversity that comes against those of us that choose to do the will of God must face the same confrontation as they did. And so when we look back, we'll see that it noticed them in that passage in the 19th chapter as vagabond Jews. In other words, they were men that did a lot of traveling, and they begged where they went to get what they wanted. They asked for things. They were on the go a lot. They wasn't the ones that just stayed in the areas and worked in their areas. They did a lot of traveling, and it notes that they deal with exorcism, you know, trying to cast out spirits, but the way that they were normally doing it, a study says that they use like witchcraft techniques to take care of these works, and that they were trying to do things. But when they heard about how successful the work that Paul was doing by using the name of Jesus, they decided that they would give the name of Jesus a try. I don't know about you, but when I begin to hear about the name of Jesus, one day I felt like them. I needed to give that name a try. I heard that someone said that in the name of Jesus, be healed, and someone was healed. I heard that in the name of Jesus, that dead people were getting up and out the grave, and they were coming back to life. I heard that in the name of Jesus, that impossible situations became possible, and so that they decided that they would give it a try. How many of us remember our very first step in the name of Jesus, the very first time we went out and we began professing and confessing in the name of Jesus, and we found out that it's not always as easy as it sounds, and sometimes things catch us by surprise. So I would assume that when they went to this man who was possessed with an evil spirit, they went to him and they did not expect what happened. So let's look and see what happened. When we look at the 13th verse, it says that then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. Now, what makes some would think here is that did they have a personal relationship with the Lord? It's just like a police officer of any type, a sheriff, a deputy. They know by what authority that they come. You know, when they come to arrest you, they're not going to come to arrest you in the name of the commissioner. They're not going to come to arrest you in the name of the chief of police. They're not going to come and arrest you in the name of the marshal. They're going to come and arrest you because they have the authority of whatever state or whatever region or whatever area it is that have given me the authority, because I say I believe in this system and what I'm doing. But he said, and name by whom Paul preached it, and let the spirit know that, well, at least I know somebody that know how it works. But I don't think they were expecting the reaction of the spirits. And a lot of time when we begin to work in the spiritual realm, a lot of times we don't expect the evil spirit to fight back. Because sometimes they don't tell us that evil spirits will fight you back. I don't care how anointed you think you are and how mighty you are in God, there are some spirits that will attack you. I don't care how long you've been fasting. I don't care how long you've been praying. Doesn't matter how long you've been walking with God. There are some spirits that's going to challenge your standard in Lord. And so say, well, preacher, well, how do you come up by that? Well, the scripture says, and I believe it's in St. Luke chapter 4, that Jesus was in the mound, and Jesus was according to the scripture with fasting. And we teach when you're fasting, that's when you'll really get to your spiritual high. And that when you get your spiritual strength, denying the flesh or its carnal things and giving the spiritual more, your spiritual man, more of the spiritual things. And it said that Jesus was there for 40 days. But guess who was else there? The devil. And no matter how long he kept on fasting, the devil kept on tempting. And see what I'm trying to say? The adversary just don't always come at us when we weak. There's some spirits that's going to attack us when we strong, going to strike the strong point. And so here, they're caught by surprise because I believe that they were under the understanding that if we do like Paul do, then the spirit that run from Paul, these spirits will run from us. But when we come to find out, when we get to the 14 verses said, and there were seven sons. It was seven of them. Seven men. You know, we like to use the number seven in the church. Yeah, the seven days. And, you know, seven has the spiritual meaning. But these seven men of Simeon, they were Jews. And notice, seven chosen people of God. Not because of who they were, who they were born for, but because before they were already called by God and chief of the priests, which did so. So it was some dignitaries inside this. And now listen, so when they begin to do what they do, when they confront the issue, verse 15, open our eyes, and it says, and the evil spirit answered and said, the evil spirit, something that causes pain, sorrow, and wrongdoing. The evil spirit responds. And I want you to realize when you call yourself, you get ready to go out there casting out evil spirits or working against demonic forces, you better get ready for a fight, because they not just going to walk out because of who you think you are or what you say. You better have something in you when you get ready to confront that force, because they know just a little bit more than what you think they know. And so it says the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know. In other words, the spirit said, let me give you a little history. Since you say you going to come mess with me in the name of Jesus by who Paul preached, let me help you out a little bit. Jesus, I know Jesus. So you don't have to try and tell me nothing about Jesus, because I already know who he is. I already know what he's capable of. I already know what he can do. I know Jesus. And then the spirit goes on and say, and Paul I know. Now, see, I know Paul also. Now, I know Paul, but the question is, do you know Jesus? And do you know Paul? I would assume that you don't really know. You just heard of something. So he returns and he says, but who are ye? Who are you? I don't see you in our notes of the anointed ones. I don't see you listed in the names of those to beware of that walk in the Lord. I don't see your name here listed among the mighty of God. Who are you? And sometime when you're trying to pray, a spirit will come and get you and make you think somebody's behind you. And you ever had that feeling when sometimes you be praying and then you feel like somebody's behind you or somebody's standing over you? It's not a good spirit. It's a spirit that brings fear to you. And you stop and you look. Nobody's there. That spirit saying, what are you? Think you're doing? Why are you down on your knees trying to break your connection with God? See, one thing about evil spirits is that they know their purposes. And they're always doing what they have been called to do. They're always sowing discord. They're always working evil. They're always trying to destroy. They're always trying to separate. They ain't gonna never come in and help you do right. They ain't gonna never come in and help you stand where you ought to be in the Christ. They ain't gonna never come in and agree with you in the name of Jesus that souls be saved. But they will come in and try to separate you from God. They will come in and try to separate you from your brothers and sisters. They will come come in and let you know that you ain't where you ought to be in it. You don't know what you think you know. And letting them know this right now. So now they're caught in the midst.